Hello and welcome to Recipe Challenge.
Hello.
I am your host, Rebecca Collins.
I am your co-host, Katie Lael.
And, okay.
It's May.
Oh, you took somehow it's May. I just took off my reading glasses because it's about to get real. Just to remind anybody who's like a first time listener.
Yes.
Recipe Challenge is we pick a theme.
Yep.
We each pick a recipe based on that theme. We exchange them. We cook them.
The other person has to make the recipe you chose for them.
Yes. We come together after cooking them. We taste them and we decide.
Which is the winner?
Which is the best? Well, this is where we get hung up. Which is the best recipe?
Right.
Or which was the best preparation? Mm-hmm. It gets muddled. But
it does.
This is the idea behind the podcast. So today, our topic is Jello shots.
Jello shots.
Artisanal Jello shots.
In honor of your May birthday.
My birthday was in May. So last year, obviously, I did birthday cake. And now I'm like, we conquered birthday cake. So yeah, I was like, fun. What else do people do?
Well, those are good. Those are
on their birthdays. I don't actually do Jello shots, but it sounded fun.
So fun.
So
when was the last time you had a Jello shot?
College. I mean, I was trying to, probably college.
Yeah.
And it was I'm at a party.
Yep.
And somebody hands me a Dixie cup.
That's how it
goes. With red Jello.
It appears. That's how it always goes. It's just like, they appear.
They appear. Somebody just brings them out on a tray. Yes. And you're like, oh, you were busy today. And they were always like,
I can't say no.
They're always like 80% alcohol, yes. 20% Jello.
I was at, a few years ago in Chisago City, Minnesota.
Shout out
at Smitty's Bar.
Okay.
And it was for a wedding weekend. So like this was like the night before the wedding. And I was not in the wedding party. So it was just like,
just
get together, hang out. Hangin'. Some people are getting food, whatever. Big group at a table. And the waitress like brings over all of a sudden just a tray of what I thought was dips. It was just like, you know, like in the little plastic container.
Yeah.
That like a dip would come in.
Yeah, and I was like a salsa thing.
I was like, who ordered 20? Like, why is she dropping off 25 dips?
Dips.
It was Jello shots.
Like that you didn't know was coming?
No, someone ordered them for the table. So.
Okay.
A little takeout salsa thing.
I don't think I've ever
thing.
Been to a restaurant or a bar where you could order a Jello shot.
Yeah, they had them.
Now I'm intrigued.
I think they were grape. Grape?
Oh, yeah.
Just
no.
The huge. Oh. Just straight.
That's
Jello vodka, which is not what we did for this episode.
No. Plus grape, probably the least of the flavors. Give me a cherry. Give me a lime.
Okay.
Orange.
Lime.
But not grape. Okay.
Were you not a grape Kool-Aid fan?
I was when I was young.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah. But grape, not really my choice now. Side note. Really into Waterloo black cherry.
Ooh.
Water.
It's good.
It's good. I don't know why. I'm having a love affair with this water. Grape. Like, I don't know. Somehow that triggered me to talk about my love of black cherry water.
That one is great. The cherry limeade is great. Lemon lime is great. Yeah. Cherry lime. They have a black or blueberry lemonade.
Oh, I haven't.
It's
had
a
that.
Great brand. Waterloo.
Waterloo. Spot brought to you by Waterloo.
Waterloo.
So,
yes.
Okay, we have some food news. And I think this is going to be pretty intriguing.
All right, I'm ready.
So, there are two items that we're covering today. The first one is kind of food news.
I also have some old news from last episode, but I can do it after new news.
Technically,
what do you want to do?
I also have old news from last episode.
Okay.
So, first we're going to do food news.
Great.
I was recently in Kansas City.
Yes, that's right.
Keith wanted to stop and buy some Boulevard beer.
Nice.
Because you can no longer buy it outside of Kansas City or Missouri, wherever it's made.
Yeah, it is Kansas City.
Used to be able to buy it here. Now you can't. Yep. I don't know why. I don't keep up on these things. But anyway, we stopped.
Yeah.
For some reason.
It was just at a liquor store?
Yeah, we were at a liquor store. Okay, it had a great name, but now I can't remember what it was. For some reason, I was inspired to buy a present for you, which is underneath.
Oh, my God.
Curtain towel number one.
Towel number one. I'm revealing. Oh my goodness.
It's what is
well,
it?
Well, at least it's cold. Okay, it is a buzzball cocktail. Holy moly.
I was like, Katie needs this because it's a new flavor.
It is. It's an espresso martini buzzball. So if you let me paint a picture for you.
Paint the picture.
A buzzball is like if you had a tennis can for one tennis ball.
Yeah. If you had a can for one ball and one you cracked tennis ball, it open.
It's that shape.
Yeah. It's round. It's a round.
And I remember when these first came out because our side note, I guess, side story, our summer Trashy Book Club ladies cabin weekend, we usually stop at a liquor store, and then there's usually like some novelty. We're looking for like a novelty.
It always has to be a novelty.
Usually by the register, right?
Yeah, you're checking out.
One year it was buzzballs, and we had never seen them before.
No, it wasn't just any year.
Oh yeah, it was the year I got married.
Yeah. So it was also your
like kind of bachelorette
yep. weekend.
Yep.
We bought some buzzballs.
The thing about buzzballs, well, A, you have to drink it cold. You have to. You cannot
drink them warm.
It has to be ice cold.
Right?
And I don't remember what flavor.
Well, it wasn't, I mean, yeah, they're known for their exciting flavors, but like, I don't
remember
what
they were. There's like a pina colada. It was gross. There's a blue raspberry. I'm actually excited to try this espresso martini one. Let's open it up.
Open it up and have a sip.
I believe there's a photo of me someone tied my ankle to the dock.
I think they were worried I was gonna
float away.
I think a floaty was tied. Were you physically?
Maybe.
Because we were like, we need to tether Katie down.
Just tether.
She might float out to sea.
Float away on the buzzballs.
Right. Right.
Yes.
I just remember buzzballs being pretty gross.
They're pretty gross. Here we go. This is espresso martini.
Okay.
It smells pretty good.
Tell me what you think.
Smells like espresso. Here we go.
Ooh, we got even got a sip noise.
It is not awful.
Good. Mm. Okay, and this is I'm funny getting, because then this
I'm getting
week,
coffee flavor.
Oh.
Yeah, it's good. It's kind of tastes like like boozy coffee. It's pretty boozy.
Well, this
I don't
is
know
the thing.
What I don't.
This is the thing. I will tell you all about it.
Premium vodka, coffee, and natural flavors.
So
15%.
I was planning on giving this to you, and then all of a sudden, an article in the London Financial Times caught my eye, called "What's Behind Buzzballs? Gen Z's Favorite Alco Pop."
Gen Z.
So, the Financial Times of London, which we all know is the epitome of at the top of the trends, has declared Buzzball the summer's most popular drink. So
for 2025?
Yes, because
wow.
The UK only got them in 2022.
Okay. All right. So they're maybe
But they are beloved in all countries mm-hmm. that they're available. There are TikTok videos of people doing their special Buzzball taste tests with all the different flavors. Okay. And then people try to find them, but they only do certain colors and additions in certain stores.
Oh, yeah.
But listen to this. Buzzball was invented by a high school teacher in Texas. And now it's the U.S.'s leading ready-to-drink over 10% alcohol by volume. And that is 13.5%.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
That's a powerful little ball.
Yeah.
But I was shocked because I always thought that they were just like this novelty.
Right. Because it was 20.
Gross.
It would have been 2014 when they were first like
it's been
on the scene for us. Yeah.
I mean, the UK thinks Buzzballs is an overnight sensation, but we know that it's been doing the heavy climbing up this ladder.
And maybe this is in your notes, but Spirit Airlines, like, at least, I don't know if they still do. Mm. But I haven't flown them in a while, but like they had them available on flights, which I thought was hilarious.
Oh my God. Wait a minute. I mean, do you really want people drinking buzzballs?
I don't know.
No.
Probably not.
I mean, one buzzball.
Storage is probably easy.
Oh yeah. Just throw those balls in a bin.
Throw the balls in a bin. Easy to store. You don't have to worry about.
I don't know.
Bottles.
I mean,
I can see the appeal because they're just ready to drink.
They're just ready to drink. Yes. That's what the category is. Yes. It's just like, here, crack this open.
Yep.
fine. I just never knew that they would be popular.
Yeah.
So
who knew? They're coming. They're back.
They're back. They never left. Don't call it a comeback, Katie.
They never left.
Always been with us for over a decade.
Buzzball.
Oh, and the guy sold Buzzball. The guy that invented it.
Oh yeah.
Sold it to this big company called Sazerac.
Mm-hmm.
For a deal rumored to be $500 million.
Jeez.
For Buzzballs. Wow. It does have a Z.
Yep. It's, yep.
Yeah.
There's Z on the end.
So there's that.
Hmm.
So well, enjoy.
Thank you.
So I don't really actually know what possessed me to buy it.
It's not, well.
I just saw it.
It's not bad.
I just thought it was funny. Also, did you know they make jumbo balls?
Yes, we do.
Like
yes.
The party ball. It's a big ball. That you can pour out for people. I was like, oh my, we have taken things pretty far.
So funny. I wonder how many servings that is.
But whatever it is, I mean, that has to be really cold.
Like that. If you learn nothing else if you from don't, today.
Yeah. If nothing else sticks today.
Has to be ice cold.
Yeah, your buzz ball has to be cold.
For
okay. Otherwise,
ideal enjoyment.
Forget it. Yeah. And we were drinking on a hot summer day, so oof. What? Not good.
Maybe, and that, you know, that was over 10 years ago. So maybe they've changed
improved
some of the
formula.
Maybe. I mean, this is not oof. Bad.
Good.
But
I'm glad you like it.
I think I remember that from last time. Like some flavors were.
Well, some flavors are better than others, but yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I think there's a whole new world of flavors out there. So.
All right. Have a ball. As have the side says,
ball.
Have a ball.
All right. Okay, what is your old news?
Okay, I have a my old news is we were talking about foods that were named after people, like the Robert Redford cake.
Oh, yeah.
Things like that.
Yeah.
And I found there are lists you can find online, but some that I found that I'm sure you know about. Oysters Rockefeller.
Oh.
Right? John D. Rockefeller.
Okay.
Cobb salad was named after a guy. He owned the Brown Derby in Hollywood.
Oh, yeah. Robert okay. I did know this at one point.
Robert Howard Cobb. And, of course, the Arnold Palmer.
Oh,
Arnie Palmer
course.
Drink. So delicious.
Who do you have to be
We're
to
heading
have...
into Arnie Palmer season.
Yes.
Iced tea lemonade.
Yes.
Delicious.
Who do you have to be to get a drink or a food named after
I know, right?
It's, yeah. Well, it's there might be a new entry into this category. Because towel number two.
Oh my god, such a good.
Are you ready?
Are you ready?
There's another ready. Towel here.
Is this from the liquor store?
No.
Okay.
Oh my god, what is more booze? You think he has more
it's
booze?
All the buzz.
Who
balls.
Am I?
It's I don't like, know.
More buzz balls.
More buzz balls. What? You made it.
I made it. The cake.
Okay, I'm looking at. It's so pretty. It's a piece of cake.
Yes.
White cake with white frosting. I see some nuts on top. Maybe pecans.
This is.
And it's under a glass cake dome.
Well, it's
so pretty.
It's plastic.
Okay, it looks like glass.
Okay. This is the Better Than Sex with Nixon cake.
Yes.
It's built on the Watergate salad. But you know, there already is a Watergate cake.
Oh.
But it's different than this.
Oh. Is the Watergate cake relate to the salad?
Yes.
Okay.
It does, but it has different ingredients.
Okay.
This is really the ingredients of the salad.
Yes.
Now, you can try it if you'd like.
I would.
Okay.
I would like. Did you try it yet?
I have had some, a little piece of it. I had to.
Walk us through the reminder of the Better Than Sex formula.
The Better Than Sex cake formula is a boxed cake.
Gotta be boxed.
Box. You're not starting from scratch. Mm. Then you poke holes in the cake and you need to put some kind of syrupy something or sweet caramel something. Then,
yes,
in the traditional one, there's pudding.
Yep.
And then there's like a whipped cream topping.
Yep.
And there's like coconut or nuts or something on top.
Mm-hmm.
That's the formula. Mm-hmm. You can do any flavors that you want. See episode 16 if you want to hear all about Better Than Sex cakes.
It's good.
And if you want to know all about the Watergate salad, episode 1.
Episode 1.
We made
that's right.
Okay. So this is... a vanilla cake.
Mm-hmm.
It is some homemade pineapple sauce.
Yep.
That you drizzle over the cake. Pistachio pudding.
Yeah.
Marshmallow.
Oh.
Whipped cream. And
what?
Then pecans on top.
How did you make the marshmallow whipped cream?
Well, you put marshmallow fluff. But you know what? Here's my take.
Yep.
Now, this is just the first version.
It's good.
It's good. I think more marshmallow topping.
Okay.
More marshmallow flavor in the topping. Now, I don't know if the pudding is giving me enough pistachio.
Yeah.
And I just learned about this thing. I was just looking this up before we started. There's a thing called pistachio ganache and pistachio cream.
I think the pineapple, like, the pineapple kind of overpowers.
It does?
Well, it's like, it makes it harder to taste the pistachio on the marshmallow. Maybe. Okay. Is that why?
So in the Better Than Sex Cake version that I made, it had pineapple.
Yep.
And it was like canned pineapple. I think it was canned in water. But then you were cooking it with a cup of sugar.
Yeah.
And I was like, oh, I'm backing off of that.
Yeah.
This one, I actually used fresh pineapple and I put in a little brown sugar and lemon juice. This is like a thing that I found. And I think it's okay.
Yeah.
I didn't want it to be so syrupy.
Right.
But I don't know. There's something about this pudding that's not giving me enough.
It's not giving enough
pistachio. So I was like, what about a pistachio cream or... Like, I just found this recipe for a pistachio ganache where I was like, I bet you that flavor is way more intense.
Yeah. If you're just tasting the pudding, you get it, but.
And then maybe pistachio cream, some chopped pistachios, then marshmallow with marshmallow whipped cream with the marshmallow dialed up and a few pecans on top. What do you think?
That's good. Good. Yeah. Do it.
Okay. I don't know why, but I've made it my life's mission now to perfect this cake.
It's really good.
Okay. I mean, it is good because it's light.
Yeah.
It's like you just could eat like.
I could just keep eating it.
Yeah. You could eat like the whole thing and it would be. But there was. I was just like, oh, the flavors.
Yeah.
Not quite intense enough.
You want more pistachio and marshmallow.
I did. I wanted more. I think the whipped cream is good. I didn't put any extra sugar in it. I was trying not to be so sugary. Everything is such a sugar bomb all the time. I'm like, I want it to be the flavors, but not like so sugary.
Yeah. Do they make like a marshmallow extract? Or how can you get more of that? Like,
well,
I think they make an extract for everything. But
So I only put 2/3 of a cup of marshmallow fluff with 1.5 cups of cream.
Okay.
And then I put some vanilla in.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if you could dial up the fluff or...
Yeah.
I mean, is there... Well, I don't know. I'm gonna workshop it.
I'm very impressed.
But you know, you can make any version of that cake.
You sure can.
I was like...
You can mix and match.
I'm so...
You choose your cake. You choose your boxed cake type. You choose your...
Yep.
You choose your syrupy.
Your syrup. You choose your pudding.
Pudding.
Or whatever that layer is. I feel like that layer in between could be anything.
Yes.
And then you do your choose your whipped cream topping flavor.
Have something on there for crunch or a little texture.
Yes. You do need some texture. So like a nut or coconut or whatever.
Yeah.
All right. That's
Have you ever created your own recipe before?
No. I mean, okay. I feel a little like it is like instant pudding and... a box cake, but I did make the pineapple. I did make the whipped cream.
Yes, but you.
I conceived.
You conceived this.
I conceived
idea
it.
For
yes.
putting these things together. Yeah.
Yes. But it doesn't have the intensity of flavor that the Watergate salad has, and that's what I think I want to achieve. I'm gonna dial it up, and I guess. Pistachio cream is having a moment. Every food is having a moment. Buzz balls.
Yep.
I looked up pistachio cream and you can buy pistachio cream just in a jar.
What?
Yeah. Yeah, it's like a thing.
But what is it?
Like it's a spread? Like, it's kind of a spread, okay. I think. But then there's pistachio ganache, which is different.
Yeah. I've only made a chocolate ganache before.
Okay, yeah, me too. But I was like, hey, maybe that would be a very intense layer of pistachio.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We'll keep experimenting.
All right.
Stay tuned.
So delicious. Oh. It's so first try. So delicious.
Thanks.
It's really good.
Thanks. Okay. So let's get into
Jello shots. I have another memory of I don't. This was okay. somewhere. This what was somewhere got? By Lake Pepin in Wisconsin. So beautiful, by the way. So beautiful out
yeah.
there. I can't remember the name of the bar, but they were serving Jello shots in. I think they were veterinary syringe. They were like syringes, oh, like yeah, plastic syringes.
I've seen those.
But I'll tell you what, it's very like it to, is like, a big waste of. Well, I guess it's still a waste of plastic.
Waste of
it's a waste of plastic with the. Well, I think you can recycle the, like if it's like a little a dip container.
Yeah.
But for the
okay, wait. The syringes, are you supposed to like squirt it?
Yeah, you just like squirt it in.
Oh,
it
God.
Works great, but yeah, it's a big, it's very wasteful.
Okay. But what what flavor did you
have? It was cherry.
What's with all these bars in Wisconsin?
Yeah.
They just really love the Jello shot.
Yeah.
I've never seen a bar selling Jello shots.
Maybe we should look at like yeah.
Where do you go to get a good Jello shot? I don't know.
Right here.
Right here today. Okay.
Today.
Okay. I kind of don't even remember what I sent you. Isn't it a pina colada?
Yes. No, yes, pina colada. And I wish I had discovered this woman on Instagram. It's her handle is Joe's Cakes.
Oh,
I
yeah.
believe. And there are so many fun.
I know.
Fun
I know.
Jello shot, fellow so, Jello creation. So colorful.
Yes.
I wish I had discovered and that before I sent you yours.
Oh, the person I sent you?
Yeah.
And Jill she Cakes, yeah. also, I mean, it's a little, she doesn't seem to have a website. It's all just Instagram.
Yeah.
And then, so when she wants to link to something, it's a little complicated.
Yep.
She doesn't have a lot of recipes
right.
because it's all just in Instagram, which
right.
is a little annoying
mm-hmm.
to me. But then she links to all the cool, like, Jello shot, like, stuff that you can buy.
Yeah.
For different molds.
Oh, that's cool.
And shot little tiny martini glasses
oh,
for like a
so cute
for a little martini or a margarita glass.
Yeah.
Little cactus things. I mean, like
yeah.
The reason that she caught my eye, I do not know how I got how, but I think okay. Do you remember the Mexican singer? What's her name? Oh, Selena.
Yep.
That's somehow that her post.
Oh, I think I saw that. It was like a
she made a
one or
special
yeah.
shot
okay.
for a Jello shot for in honor of I think it was marking the anniversary of
okay.
Selena's death, which I was like, wow, that was a long time ago. But mm-hmm. it was a purple shot. But then she did these tiny little Jello shot roses that she set on top. I was
pretty.
Like, oh my,
next level.
But yeah, so fun and colorful. And like, I mean, just things that you were like, I've never thought of that
yeah,
before.
So
the one that I thought was great was, there's one that she does that's like six layers of different colors.
Whoa.
And she calls it like the pain in the ass shot because you got to like do each
yes.
layer. But they're so
yeah.
cute.
Yeah.
So beautiful.
Oh.
Yeah. I love looking at her stuff.
So fun. So yes, pina colada
yep,
was what
okay.
you picked.
Okay. It's coming
Who
back.
Who does not love a pina colada? Love
Who
it.
Who doesn't?
It's delicious.
Yeah. What was your journey?
So easy.
Oh.
It was so
I
easy.
I did see it was pretty easy. I was like, okay.
It's, you know, a cup of pineapple juice, it's called for cream of coconut. I could not
what
find
that?
That. I just used coconut milk.
What
so
is...
we'll have to see if the coconut flavor actually
oh.
comes through. And then there was a quarter cup of sweetened condensed milk.
Oh.
And what else is in there? That might be it. Mixy. Sprinkle your gelatin in, your gelatin powder.
Yep.
Two packets. Microwave it for a minute. Stir it up.
Oh, weird.
Add in a cup of cold rum. Mix it up again. Put it in your
That's interesting.
Molds.
Mine.
Am I missing anything? I think I got
mine
it
Mine didn't have any heat involved.
Mm.
Now, do you think you said you had a, maybe they weren't set?
I'm not sure. We'll have to see. They were looking a little wiggly.
Do you think that's why she wanted you to use cream of coconut instead of the milk?
Maybe. Maybe okay. it's thicker.
Yeah.
I just couldn't find it.
I was wondering.
Yeah.
What is it?
I don't know.
Okay. New
All
thing
right.
to pursue.
Writing it down.
I mean, I guess it's just like it must be more like more of a solid kind of a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
that could have been it. But yeah, like just... You know, Jello shot? This was so easy to come together. Why are we not eating Jello shots every weekend?
I don't know. I do not know.
So easy.
Okay.
How is... Okay.
Mine was mojito.
Yes. This was from Thank You Library.
Oh, I was wondering.
Got a book out called Hello Jello.
Oh.
This woman's name is Victoria Bellinger.
Okay.
I don't... Couldn't find a... She has a website, but couldn't find like a social media presence for her.
What?
But
when is this book from?
I don't care.
1984. Maybe.
Actually, I did get this one looked newer, but I did get another Jell-O cookbook out that was like pretty, you know.
Did it have shots in it?
No shots. Oh. I don't think there were no recipes with alcohol in that one. That was your.
I feel like it's a fail that I did not research the history of the Jell-O shot.
Oh,
so well, sorry.
We could do it for next time.
Sorry, everyone. Who made the first Jell-O shot?
Great question.
Yep. Who figured that out?
So how did it go with the mojito? So I picked the mojito.
Yes.
One.
I was also worried about its setting. But it's fine. The great thing about this is you're just starting, you know, you're not using like the boxed Jell-O.
Yep.
So you're taking like a cup of fresh mint and sugar.
Okay.
I think that's it, and water.
Yep.
And you're boiling it. So you're like condensing it down, making kind of a mint syrup.
Mm-hmm.
Then you're straining out the leaves. So then you've got that syrup sitting there, and you take the rest of your water and you're sprinkling your Jell-O over it so that it absorbs.
We made that mint syrup was one of the ingredients in our Oscar party.
Yes.
Cocktail. For the Stargazer drink. So delicious.
Stargazer.
Don't remember what episode it was.
Look back because that drink is summer season.
It is. It's Stargazer season.
It is. It's cannot wait to have it. It is like
we gotta make
mint
it.
Syrup, watermelon juice. Mm. What's the booze? Vodka?
Gin?
We don't know. Okay, that drink.
I don't know if it's gin or vodka.
That drink.
Might be. I think it's vodka.
That drink is so good.
Oh, so good.
Please go back and look at that episode if you find the link and make that for yourself. Okay. So then you're mixing in your hot syrup. I guess that's where you're getting your heat.
Okay. Because it needs something. Yeah, it's got to dissolve. Something. Maybe mine wasn't hot
enough. You're putting that into the Jell-O, bringing those together. But you're also mixing in your rum. Tonic water.
Ooh.
And lime juice.
Okay.
Little bit of lime juice.
Yeah.
Then you're just pouring them into your shot glass. Now, here's the one controversy was just that this recipe was more written for like a Jell-O mold. And they wanted you to like partway set.
Right.
Stir.
Yeah.
Because the reason you stir is to get bubbles. So that would be pretty, I guess. And I think maybe that's the tonic would do.
Yeah.
So I had a bunch of them and mm-hmm. I did half and half.
Okay.
I didn't stir half of them.
Yeah.
I stirred the other half. I can really not tell the difference. It did not make a lot. There's a couple that have bubbles.
Okay.
That
was an interesting thing about that book. And I guess this speaks to Jell-O molds in general. But like if you were at a brunch and someone was like, we're having mimosas, but instead it's like a bundt Jell-O mold of mimosa.
Mojitos.
Orange juice. Yeah. Like, and you just like spoon out, you like.
Is that what it was for?
Well, some of those recipes were like made for like, you make a bigger mold of it.
Of the alcohol?
Yes.
No, I want single serve.
I know. Single serve.
It's weird.
You gotta do single serve.
Why would you buy it? You make a big bundt cake that's alcohol shot? I feel like that's pretty weird.
It's weird.
And then people are like cutting slices.
You cut your slice.
I'm thinking no.
No.
Yeah, you know what? No. I didn't think about that. I wonder why.
Because that's why I asked, like, well, that's part of why I'm like, I think you should probably have this because it makes a lot. If you were going to, it probably, did you have it?
No.
Oh, okay.
No, I just made the whole thing.
Although I did, mine looked like it was going to be a lot, but it didn't make that many.
Oh,
it made maybe like,
I mean, I think it made,
or something. I don't know.
I think there's a little bit of excess that I just poured into a glass. But so there's one like jumbo shot.
Double shot.
I have probably made like a dozen.
Okay.
And I mean, like,
okay, that's not
bad. No. Like, I think that's a reasonable amount. So once you have all that together, you're putting it in the shot glass and you're leaving it. And I mean, I guess we can taste test, but I don't know if you really need to worry about stirring them. If you're making shots. Sure.
Yeah.
You could just, that's it then.
You just let it set.
Yeah. So.
Let the fridge do the work.
Let the fridge.
Mine, my favorite.
I made mine yesterday. So mine are set. We'll be seeing.
That might have made me the loser because I made them this morning and I thought I had enough time. They've been in the fridge for 4+ hours.
I think that's the one drawback to Jell-O shots. Yeah. You kind of have to plan ahead. Yeah. You're not spur of the moment with the Jell-O shot.
No.
All right. So you ready to
ready.
Try?
Ready. Let's taste.
We'll be back.
I know. I think that it's starting to hit me a little bit.
That was an intense Jell-O shot experience.
Yep. Have you seen the...
On a couple levels.
There's side story on social media. I've seen... This is ages ago, but it was like... You like take a photo of someone like after their first drink. Or like first. And then after their second drink. And like the photos are so funny.
Yeah.
So
that's what I'm thinking about. Well...
Feeling the shots.
Yeah.
What do you want to start with?
Well, okay.
The good or the bad.
Let's start with mojito.
Yes. Listen,
it Rebecca, was good.
That Jell-O was set perfectly.
Yeah, it was.
Perfect Jell-O.
It was.
Perfect gelatin amount.
If I say so myself, it was perfect.
It was great. Great job.
But the flavor is intense.
Boozy. Pretty boozy.
But I mean, it is a shot.
Do you think it was too... Yeah. It's yeah.
Oh, yes. It's intense.
Do you think it was too minty?
Yes.
Yeah, probably a little bit.
I mean, it was mint, rum in your face.
Yeah.
But I mean, it was a shot. So if you had a real shot at a bar, it would be that intense.
You're right.
I will say it was perfectly set.
Perfectly set.
Mm-hmm. Two good things job. I'm good at, getting Jell-O to set and baking a cake from a
You're
box.
You're like the Jell-O.
I'm good at those two things.
Jell-O and pudding queen over there.
My God.
Pudding queen.
Okay. So it was good. Here's the thing. You do need to maybe spray your shot glasses with like coconut oil or whatever because they don't come out.
Yeah.
You're not just sliding that shot.
It's not.
Out of there. We needed a butter knife.
And then you had to cut it up.
You had to chop it up. Which I think that's why people use Dixie cups, because you can just like...
You can just crunch it.
Squeeze it and crunch up the cup as you go.
I don't think anybody in college was like spraying the shot glass with cooking oil.
No, but they were using...
Like a paper cup or something.
Yeah. They were using Dixie cups.
Yep.
And it's like, who cares what happens?
Yeah.
These were like plastic cups that I got from...
They were cute though. I like them.
The grocery store.
They looked great.
I was like, hey, why not? Okay, so let's move on.
Where do we start? Pina colada shots. Listen. All right. I am going to research cream of coconut versus coconut milk, but it was not... They were not sweet at all.
Here's something else though.
Gross.
Yes. I think it's interesting that you put pineapple juice in them.
Yeah.
Because I always heard for Jell-O molds that pineapple juice makes them not set.
Oh, well, there you go.
That's harder if you're using pineapple. Now, I don't know if that's true or not.
Mm-hmm.
Could be an old wives' tale. But I have heard something about that it's harder
they were not
if you
set.
Have pineapple juice. But do you think they just needed more time?
I don't know if more time would have done it.
So it was not really a fair test because yours were...
They were not
set. It was kind of a drink.
It was more of a drink, but gross. More of a drink, but bad.
I have never seen you have that look on your face.
If it had... Like, I love... Here, maybe it's like... I love pina colada. I would love a pina colada.
I was ready.
Even if it wasn't set, I'm like, it's still going to taste great.
Right.
Like a pina colada.
I thought it tastes like a pina colada.
Ugh.
It was pretty foul.
I'm wondering pretty bad.
What was it missing, though?
Well, there's, like, would a cream of coconut have more
sugar? Oh, sugar. We need to
I don't know.
Okay, wait.
Bad but boozy. Yeah, look it up.
Bad but boozy.
Bad but boozy.
That's the name of this
bad
episode.
Here's what I'm wondering. Are we putting... Is the standard to put vodka in Jell-O shots there for a reason, right? Like, because like rum, a rum and a Jello shot.
That's what mine was.
I know. I mean,
it was intense, but I think it was the amount that you put in. It was 3/4 of a cup.
Yeah.
For like, I don't know, not a ton of liquid.
Yeah.
I mean, it was intense. Yeah. So I couldn't really have my whole shot because it was just kind of, I couldn't get it down.
Oh, for the pina colada. Yes. Yeah. Nope. I did not finish mine
either. Is it coconut cream?
Maybe.
Oh.
Does that have sugar in it?
Cream of coconut. I think it does.
Okay.
Maybe this is what it, maybe this is the issue.
Yeah.
It's a thick, rich, and flavorful cream.
Okay.
I think it probably has some sugar in it.
Okay. That might have helped.
This is what we're maybe missing.
Because in a classic pina colada, like a pina colada drink.
Uh-huh. Well,
it's, well, you have like a, you probably have like a coconut, it's like a coconut rum that you're putting in there or,
you know,
or you're putting something, actually, you're putting something else in there that makes it sweet. We have to look
why
this up.
Why not try a rum chata?
Ooh.
What? Why not rum chata? Shot. I love all these connections that we're making between our recipes.
Putting the rum chata in there instead of rum.
No. Oh, yes. And because
it'd be sweeter.
And instead of the coconut cream, you get a two. Could you get a 2-for-1?
Just do rum chata and pineapple juice.
Oh. I don't know. And Jello.
I don't know. Maybe.
Maybe.
But if pineapple juice is difficult to set, then well, it might
you
not
you should research
work.
That. That All could right. not be. All that right. might not be true. It's something I heard once, but I'm not sure if that's true. I guess if you feel adventurous, you could try making shots with rum chata.
Hmm. Okay.
And just explore that. I like that journey for you.
I feel like I need to redeem myself with this Jello shot. So I will do some research on that. I'm disappointed in myself. But I think there's a clear winner.
I'm disappointed in myself. Okay, your recipe won, but I won. My cooking won.
That's the thing. Somebody always wins. Uh-huh. Even if you don't win for
Even
making
if
it,
you
win for picking it.
Right. You yes. always win.
Always a winner.
Everybody gets a trophy.
Yep.
So I guess there you have it, people.
Mojito is the winner.
Yay.
Perfect.
Perfectly
set.
If you are having a party this summer and you feel compelled to make a shot, make mojito shots.
Yeah.
Or rum chata.
They're boozy. I will. Yeah.
They're boozy.
Now I'm intrigued by this rum chata.
Bad. Boozy but bad.
Boozy.
Or bad but
boozy.
Boozy
and bad. Well, that was the pina colada ones, but.
All right.
Oh my gosh. Are you ready for our next theme?
I am.
All right. Next month is June.
June.
And. The company General Mills was founded in Minneapolis, our hometown, in June.
Yes.
1928. June 20th, 1928.
General Mills
was founded.
Only a couple years away from their 100th.
I know, right?
Yeah.
So I am picking a classic General Mills product.
Okay.
Bisquick.
Oh my god.
We are making things with Bisquick.
Okay. Oh my god.
And here's the thing. You cannot make biscuits.
Okay.
You cannot make
pancakes.
You cannot make something sweet.
I have something very bizarre.
Okay, go ahead.
That goes with this topic.
Okay.
Bisquick was going to eventually be one of my topics.
Stop it.
And here's why.
Why?
I won't say friend of the pod because I don't know if she actually listens to the podcast, but she's aware of the podcast.
Well,
it's one of Keith's friends from college.
Okay.
She sells vintage items, clothing on Etsy.
Uh-huh.
She bought a recipe box. Inside the recipe box was an entire collection of Bisquick recipes.
Oh my gosh.
Just Bisquick.
Yes.
All like cut out and pasted on the cards.
Yes.
She asked if I wanted the cards and I said yes.
I love it.
I have.
Yes.
These cards which could be a source of the Bisquick recipes.
I love it.
I have not looked at these cards.
Yes.
They just came in the mail.
Bisquick.
And I just threw them on the old pile of stuff. But
yeah, that could be a good source.
But my plan was to say that you just pick blind.
Oh, man.
We will discuss.
We will discuss. I was leaning towards like savory Bisquick.
Oh, savory.
Like a casserole, a pot pie. But
ooh, a pot pie.
I'm open to, or a tart, a savory tart. Mm. But I am, yeah, we'll discuss if we want to just pick.
Anyway,
pick a random. Fun.
These are a source that's available. And next episode, we can share. I can share the cards.
Yeah, that'll be fun.
You can share out the good cards.
I love it.
Somebody was really into Bisquick, is what I'm saying.
Bisquick. It's quick.
I know. Okay. I love it. Bisquick.
Bisquick for June.
We're doing it.
So yes, thank you for listening.
Thank you for listening.
In the meantime, follow us, rate us,
send us,
email us. We'd love to hear from you.
We'd love to hear from you.
Thanks for listening.
All right.
Bye.
See you next month. Bye.